20 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Thousands are dead and hundreds more people are injured following a massive 7.2 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Ismail Al-Abdullah is with a relief group called the White Helmets. They're digging through rubble to search for survivors.
It's a very difficult task for us. We need help. We need the international community to do something.
CBS's Tina Krause reports from our foreign desk in London.
The powerful earthquake struck near the border of Turkey and Syria as people slept. And daylight revealed the scale of the disaster. This man says 12 families were trapped here and no one managed to get out. Rescuers worked quickly and carefully in the bitter cold. Some still buried in the rubble posted videos on social media begging for help.
Turkey's president has declared a seven-day mourning period for those victims. Here at home, President Biden is weighing in on the tragedy. He says he's deeply saddened by the loss of life and devastation. The U.S. has already sent two search and rescue teams to the region to help. Meantime, U.S. military and law enforcement continue to collect debris from that Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down over the weekend. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
Recovery crews were able to retrieve some debris yesterday, but sea conditions prevented underwater crews from searching the area. They're at work today, and they include explosive ordnance teams. A U.S. commander says they're concerned about hazardous debris and possibly even explosives, and they're asking the public if debris washes up on shore to avoid contact and notify law enforcement.
Authorities in Ohio plan to release toxic chemicals from five cars of a derailed train in East Palestine to avoid a huge explosion. That controlled release starts in about 2 hours. Investigators in Maryland stopped two suspects from shooting up several power substations that would have left thousands in the cold near Baltimore. FBI special agent in charge Thomas Sobosinski says a woman was recorded telling an undercover agent about the plan.
Marylanders can rest assured that a threat to disrupt their daily lives by attacking the local power grid has been stopped.
Those suspects were neo-Nazi extremists. Two children who were kidnapped by their mother in Missouri have now been found in Florida. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The two abducted children were found last week in a supermarket in High Springs, Florida, near Gainesville, with their mother, who did not have custody. 36-year-old Christy Gilley. Police located Gilley after running a routine vehicle check that showed she was a fugitive. Gilley remains in jail. The two children, who are now 11 and 12 years old, were abducted last March from Clay County, Missouri, a suburb of Kansas City.
Police say they'll be reunited with their family soon. This is CBS News.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, February 7th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee meeting will take place at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Traffic Safety Commission will meet at 1 p.m., the Treatment Court Oversight Committee will meet at 2:30, the Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30, the Executive Operations Committee will meet at 5 p.m., and the Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7 p.m. The Stevens Point Police and Fire Commission will meet at 2 p.m. in the Community Room, and the Downtown Business Improvement District will meet at 3:30 in the City Conference Room. In Adams County, the Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting will take place from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mixed precipitation likely changing to all rain tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 31. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 35. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 19. A dusting of snow Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
What does ITTTSWA mean?
It means I'm going to the store, want anything.
If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org for a quick 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. And it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Check out aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio. Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it in the making, a lot of it being made. One good piece, I think, good piece of news in the state Supreme Court race. Remember, February 21 is the primary. February 21, that's 2 weeks from Tuesday. Judge Janet Protasiewicz continues to rack up the endorsements. Right now, she has virtually all of labor. And she also has more than 1,000 individual endorsements statewide of everything from judges to people involved in politics to average citizens throughout the state. Well, here are some of them. She's endorsed by the bricklayers, the United Auto Workers, the carpenters, the American Federation of Teachers, the laborers, Citizen Action, AFSCME. Let me give you a couple of quotations from some of these folks. Good folks. I know them well. I was chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. We did a lot with all of these folks, and they're excellent. Here's a go. AFSCME. What did AFSCME say? Very, very important union. Quote, Judge Janet is the best choice to restore a dysfunctional court, and we are honored to support her in this race. AFSCME. How about the laborers? Laborers. Quote, the working men and women of Wisconsin, Laborers District Council are excited to support Judge Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court. Go laborers. How about the UAW? UAW, one of the most respected unions in the country, one of the most influential, the United Auto Workers. Quote, Wisconsin UAW members are excited to endorse Judge Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court. And it goes on and on and on. Janet has a very good shot. And let me tell you something. It's beginning to size up. Remember that there are two conservatives, so-called conservatives. They're not conservatives. But the one that's getting the most TV time because he has the biggest, most influential donors, out-of-state tarantulas, were trying to interfere with our judicial election. Let me give you the issues. This guy is Daniel Kelly. The finals could very well be between Judge Janet Protasiewicz and Daniel Kelly, who's not a judge, and he's just a civilian, in my view, pain in the neck. Let's take, I don't know, do you kind of object to the fact that there is this cancer in our water, forever chemicals? Judge Janet has already come out and said, remember when that Fred Prynne, that guy that put cancer in our water, that dentist from Wausau, overstayed his term by 18 months? Judge Janet has attacked Fred Prynne for having been allowed to do that. That was because of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Daniel Kelly was for Fred Pren and is for the manufacturers who want to put cancer in our water. So you want cancer in our water? Okay. Vote for Dan Kelly. You want cancer taken out of our water and higher standards for forever chemicals? Vote for Judge Janet Protasiewicz. Simple as that. How about the 1849 statute? How about the 1849 statute, 174 years old, 19th century science, talking about regulating women and when they can make their own healthcare decisions? You want that 174-year-old statute to run things? Okay. You vote for Dan Kelly. You want that held unconstitutional and let the legislature and Evers go and talk about if there's going to be another statute? In the meantime, no prohibition in Wisconsin, Roe v. Wade restored. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz. How about gerrymandering? Gerrymandering, you think it's a good idea? You think it's a good idea that the Democrats get half or more of the votes and get a third of the legislature and can't do anything legislatively on public policy? Okay, you want that? Vote for Daniel Kelly. You want to get rid of gerrymandering? Judge Janet said, bring an action the day after I'm sworn in. She will get rid of gerrymandering. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz. The bricklayers know that. The United Auto Workers know that. The carpenters know it. The American Federation of Teachers know it. The laborers know it. Citizen Action know it. And AFSCME knows it. So what do you know that they don't know? The fact is you don't. And the fact is everybody talks a good game. They call into my show and they go, Matt, I don't want cancer in the water. Okay, great. Matt, I don't want that 1849 statute to control. Right, I agree. I don't want gerrymandering. Right. Well, do something about it. Get out there and vote 2 weeks from now on February 21 and vote for Judge Janet Protasiewicz. And all right, so you say, well, yeah, I'm for her. Well, vote. And if you're not going to be around, you're traveling, vote early. You can vote by absentee ballot, and you can also vote absentee in person. You just go down and you vote. Get your friends and relatives out. Put out a lawn sign. I have 10 lawn signs on my porch right now, and I'm handing them out. Get visibility out. Talk about it. Letters to the editor. Call into radio shows. This is a very important election. Judge Janet Protasiewicz, it's going to the lines. Allie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Allie?
Hi, Matt. Okay, so today I'm listening to 92.7, and I hear two ads for Daniel Kelly. Talking about, the liberals are going to push their radical beliefs on us. You got to vote for Dan Kelly.
Are you serious?
I'm radio station, Matt, and I don't hear anything for Janet Protasiewicz.
Yeah, I'm going to get. Well, thank you very much.
Your call, but.
Right. Here's the deal. I'm a schlepper. I'm a guy that just goes on the air. But, you know, I suppose I'd have to say this on behalf of my employer. You know, radio takes ads that people call in. And if Daniel Kelly wants to go on, because I want to respond to that ad right now. But I am, when I get off of this show, going to call the Protasiewicz campaign and say, get on civic media. Daniel Kelly's on civic media. You want to know why he's on civic media? Because the E-lines of Illinois are posting tens of millions of dollars into this race. Millions already. They contributed over $30 million to screw Mandela Barnes, to put in Ron Johnson, and they're trying to swamp our airwaves. Allie, thank you for calling. Thank you very much. There's nothing I can do about what people decide to do in terms of putting on ads, but I can certainly tell Janet Protasiewicz, get on civic media immediately. By the way, the Daniel Kelly ad, I mean, I'm going to hit it right now, even though it's apparently on my own, the own network here, and I'm going to hit it right now. He is not a conservative. A conservative doesn't stand for gerrymandering. A conservative doesn't stand for cancer in the water. A conservative doesn't stand for wolf hunts out of season. A conservative doesn't stand to impose an 1849 statute on women when they couldn't vote. That's commie government. Gerrymandering is commie government. Commie government. It's not American government. Janet Protasiewicz is for American government, American democracy. This is not a fight between Republicans and Democrats. not a fight between conservatives and liberals. It's a fight between commie government and American democracy. Go to the lines. Bill of Economwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Can you hear me okay, Matt?
Yes, I can, Bill. Good to hear from you.
Okay. Thanks. Anyhow, don't you think the pendulum's swinging the other way, the way we hoped it'd swing? And here's why. I think between electronic media, what I think the Republicans discounted, they haven't really figured out how much that would have an implication on them. And then with your radio station or the group that you represent, they didn't take that into consideration. Because I noticed, I'm sure you've seen it, Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan, they're asking him, how can you guys do the things you're doing when you guys beg for a pardon for your treasonous acts against America? They were asked that right on the floor. Well, America's waking up, and I'm say so, but I want your thoughts. I think America is really finally woke. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're onto something, Bill. And let me tell you what I do think. Remember something. In the insurrection on January 6th, and the Republicans, including Ron Johnson, the rest, said, oh, it was a bunch of tourists. You know, they lied about it. Those people went up there to kill the vice president. They went up there. There was a group of them. They built a gallows. They built a gallows. And you don't build a gallows like that in 5 minutes. That was built before. They went up there and hanged Mike Pence. And a lot of them yelled it, not just some of them yelled it. They went through the hall saying, oh, Nancy, oh, Nancy. Lauren Boebert tweeted out, Nancy Pelosi has left, was signaling to them, don't look for her in her office. You can look for her somewhere else. There were assassins that went up on January 6th. There were assassins that went up on January 6th. And yet something like 900 or 1,000 of them have been prosecuted. A couple of them have gotten long jail terms for beating up cops. But this business of saying, all right, you get 30 days or 2 months, and you were part of a crowd that went up there to murder the vice president, I don't think so. I don't think so. But I think you may be onto something, Bill, and that is this. I think people in this country are beginning to see something, and I'm going to articulate it again. This is no longer a fight or struggle between the Republicans and the Democrats. This is no longer a fight between liberals and conservatives. There is no conservative in this country who is truly conservative who would go up to kill the vice president. There was no conservative in this country who would go up to the Capitol to kick a 82-year-old woman to death, Nancy Pelosi. There's no conservative in this country who would laugh at her husband, who is in his 80s, being hit on the head with a hammer. None. And there's no conservative in this country who would say that, well, gerrymandering is good. It's good that we disenfranchise half the population. No conservative in this country, none, would say that, well, one candidate won by 20,000 votes. He's a Democrat named Joe Biden, but we're going to vote not to certify him. We'll certify Trump.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
It makes me smile when you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
SmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 32. South winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. Lows level off around 23. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Mac and Direct, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One follow-up comment to Bill of Oconomowoc. Everything I've just described, this fraudulent attack on democracy, things like gerrymandering, trying to overturn elections, that happens in Africa, that happens in Brazil, that happens in Russia and Belarus, doesn't happen in the United States. But the Republicans, that includes Dan Kelly, in this case against Janet Protasiewicz, he's not standing up for conservative values. He's standing up for commie values. And that is what the Republican Party is doing, trying to knife our democracy. And I agree with Bill of Oconomowoc. I think people are getting tired. They're waking up. I think Janet Protasiewicz is going to win primary on February 21. She's going to go on and win in April 4 in the general election. I want to turn to Ukraine. Very urgent things. I want to lay out some facts and what I think needs to be done. There was a great interview with a guy named General Ben Hodges over the weekend on Fareed Zakaria on CNN. I don't know if you saw it. Ben Hodges is a general's general. He was a great guy. And he said, you know, look, we have got to give Ukraine the arms, not only to defend themselves against the Russians in the Donbass, but to take back Crimea. And specifically, they have to be given F-16s. They have to be given aircraft. They have to be given longer-range missiles, the HIMARS, the 190-mile range, and more artillery. They have to be given that. And here are some of the facts about what's going on. We have now said we're going to send them the GLSDB missiles. That stands for small-diameter bombs. They have a 94-mile range. That's great. But this is a country the size of Texas. They need planes, and they need the 190 HIMARS. Second, right now we haven't committed to giving them HIMARS. And one thing most people don't take into account, everything we say we're going to give them takes several weeks, if not months, to train them and get them to them. And Biden has done everything he can to resist the push from the Republican Party, who are pro-Putin and pro-commie government, quite frankly, and also to get a reluctant Germany and France into the fold. So he's done his best. This stuff should have been given to him 8 months ago, a year ago. The Germans say they're going to give him the Leopard tanks. It turns out they're going to give him Leopard 1 tanks, not Leopard 2 tanks. These are old tanks, and the ammo for them are made in Switzerland, and Switzerland won't send anything to Ukraine. This is a lot of BS. It's a lot of BS. In the meantime, the Russians, you know, they imprisoned the president of Georgia, Mikhail Saakashvili, and they're slowly killing the guy, just like they are Alexei Navalny. He's in a 9-by-9-foot cage, basically. They don't give him any food hardly. Then they give him medications that are bad for him, and they slowly kill him. That was the way Stalin did it in the Soviet Union. In the Soviet Union. Let me tell you a couple of other things. A couple of other things. Sergey Lavrov, that sadistic Secretary of State, foreign minister they have over there, just over the weekend threatened Moldova. He said, well, if you like what we are doing, he's a sadist. If you like what we're doing in Ukraine, now we're going to do it in Moldova. Moldova has a border with Romania to the west of Ukraine, southwest of Ukraine. They have a little slice of the country called Transnistria. There's some Russian speakers there. The Ruskies put 2,000 soldiers in there before the Ukraine war. And now they're threatening Moldova, sadistically, to invade them, rape them, bomb them. This is happening in real time. This is happening in real time. And what is Trump doing? Trump says he's running for president. No, really. Over the weekend, just the other day, Trump said on Truth Social, that he trusts Putin, again, more than our intelligence services. He trusts Putin more than our intelligence services. Trump. Then he says, he doubled down on what he said in Helsinki over a year ago. In Helsinki, he's sitting there with Putin. Somebody says to him, do you trust our intelligence services? The FBI and CIA say that Putin interfered with the election. So he turns to Putin. Putin shrugs. He says, well, Putin says he didn't. I don't know why he'd lie. I trust Putin. Ron Johnson said the same thing, by the way. Somehow he got reelected to the Senate. Trump doubled down on that on Truth Social the other day, said, I trust Putin. On June 10, 2021, when he was asked, would he trust Putin or American intelligence services? He said, it should be obvious what I do. Look what I said in Helsinki. He had pledged that he would consider taking us out of NATO. Trump, if he gets in, he will take us out of NATO. Putin will have a green light to go into Latvia, Estonia, and Poland again. Do you understand that? Trump is an agent of Putin. He's an agent of Putin. Now, he will betray us to our enemy. Do I have to say this any more specifically than that? General Hodges is right. Get them planes, get them HIMARS, because if the Russians stay in Crimea, they will then be able to blockade Odessa. There will simply not be a port that the Ukrainians can get their products out of. And anything Putin says about settling or, well, let's put an end to this right now, he is lying. He must be killed. We would prefer not to do it ourselves. We should give coordinates of his positions at all time and give them the weapons. They can slip into Russia and target where he is. We will quickly go to the, we're coming up on a break. So I see you on the line. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. But in the meantime, I'll wrap this up with this. You cannot end a war like this without the Russians, an equal sadist to Putin, perhaps, but somebody a little more savvy, taking him out, killing Putin, and then somehow stopping all of this and getting the message loud and clear, getting hit right between the eyes that he's not going to continue to threaten European countries on his border. Very passionate about this. Get them the weapons, Joe. The hell with France, the hell with Germany, and the hell with Trump, and the hell with McCarthy and all these other people. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll get back to the lines right after the break.
The Shaw 101.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all.
Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Enrollment numbers at Wisconsin's technical colleges are up, while four-year college enrollments continue to drop. Last year saw a 10% increase in enrollment at technical colleges. Wisconsin's private four-year universities saw a drop of 12%, and public four-year college enrollment dropped 2%. National data shows that surrounding states have a larger decline in enrollment. The national decline is not unexpected. Lower birth rates have resulted in fewer students enrolling and graduating from high school. A Wisconsin man received a 16-year prison sentence for shooting at children who were throwing snowballs at his car in Milwaukee. William Carson was found guilty on 2 counts for first-degree reckless injury and 5 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. 2 of the children were hit by bullets in the thigh and arm. Another child was grazed by a bullet. The judge included 10 years of extended supervision in the sentence. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mixed precipitation likely changing to all rain tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 31, winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 35, tomorrow mainly clear. Mainly clear skies and quiet again, tomorrow night lows level off around 19. A dusting of snow Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Is on to fix any problems that we may have, but there, I mean, I couldn't believe it when the woman with the blonde hair, I'll tell you, I guess Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the other ones that are telling people to go out with their guns and shoot at the balloon. I mean, these people are out of their minds, and these are the people that are in there making decisions on our safety, on our education, on agencies, on our government's relations with other countries. I mean, these people are sick, and I hope people are aware of this because it's happened in our state with Voss. and the fake electors and that type of thing, we all need to work together because we can clean up our country, but us mouthpieces can't do it alone. You got to get out there and vote. You got to vote for an honest judge that will make sure that we don't have PFAS in polluting our water system. Because once you're sick from pollutants, you don't get well. You don't get money for it either because they probably made deals with Republican lawmakers that they won't be held accountable, like the different things they made with Foxconn.
Right. Well, you're making a very good point, Jean, and that is, and I want to reiterate Jean's point, that is, this is not a classic case of Republican against Democrat or conservative against liberal. What this is, a new strain, is a strain of disease, really, in the Republican Party. And they are emulating people. Well, take Belarus. Lukashenko, when he won, he lost the election. Then he claimed that the woman who won didn't win. And then they just brought in the police and Russia sent troops. And, you know, that's what's happening here. Biden wins. Here, a guy named Lukashenko say, no, Biden didn't win. I won. Well, oh, what do you mean? Trump. Trump won. I mean, that's what's happening right here. Bolsonaro in Brazil did the same thing. Virtually every African country tries that. What is going on in the Republican Party? I agree with you 100%. I love your passion, and you present it very articulately, Gene of Eau Claire. Going to Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Andrew?
Hey, Matt. First of all, Gene of Eau Claire, one slight correction. They're not maggots. They're a flesh-eating disease. And Matt, as far as getting your listeners to show up to vote, we know the Democrats that listen to you are going to go and vote. They need to drag kicking and screaming other Democrats to vote. Once you lose your state Supreme Court, I don't know when you'll get it back. They need to exercise their right to vote as we did here in Michigan, and look what we did. We're going to lose Wisconsin if the Democrats don't pay attention and don't show up to vote on off-year, off-season elections. Have a great day, Matt.
Yeah, Andrew of Detroit, thanks very much. That was very, very well said, and I think that's true. I mean, I think people who care enough about issues to listen to civic media, and, you know, they're not always going to agree with everything everybody says, but they care. They will vote, and they will vote, and I think we'll vote overwhelmingly to change. I mean, folks, this is a 10-year seat, 10 years. You know, some judicial elections are 6 years, some are 4 years. This is a 10-year seat. If somebody gets in like Daniel Kelly, for 10 years, you're going to have a vote to stop any restrictions on cancer-causing chemicals in our fresh water around the state, and including Green Bay and Lake Michigan. You are going to have a vote to somehow apply an 1849 statute that no woman by law could vote for, and you're going to have a vote for gerrymandering. And I think that's right. I think virtually everybody here will vote for, I hope, Janet Protasiewicz. However, the good point being made is turnouts in February primaries are very low, percentage-wise, very low. Everything you can do to expand that, to get your friends, to get your relatives, to get people you know, people you work with, to get out and vote, and just, it's important. And they can vote absentee. They can vote absentee in person. Get out and vote. Okay, I want to turn to the debt ceiling crisis. There's been a development. I think it's guardedly optimistic, but I do not think that it's the ultimate solution in this, and I'll tell you what. There was an announcement a Republican named Brian Fitzpatrick, congressman from Pennsylvania. He's a Republican. But two things. He seems more reasonable, not because he's necessarily a good guy, but because, you know, his part of Pennsylvania, we're not talking Mississippi or Texas. You don't get away with a lot of stuff. And he knows that they can't default on our obligations. So here's what he goes. He says, there's a group of us working across the aisle. And there's a guy in New Jersey who's part of it. They call themselves the Common Sense Solutions Caucus or something. Remember, all it takes is five Republicans to sign on to what's called the discharge petition. Now, a discharge petition works like this. Right now, there are something like 213 Democratic votes. There are 222 Republican votes, members of Congress. That means the Republicans cannot lose five votes. If they lose four votes, they're down to 218. That's more than half. If they lose five votes, they're shafted. They're screwed. So apparently, Fitzpatrick is saying there are at least five of us who are working with moderate Democrats to force a discharge petition. And that would mean that it's out of McCarthy's hands. When I first saw that, I thought, great, great. Because remember something, the debt limit right now has been exceeded, or it's been reached, and it can't be exceeded unless one of several things happen. One is that the Congress agrees to increase the debt limit. And remember, the debt limit isn't for new spending. The debt limit is to pay bills that the Congress already voted for, and that therefore paper was issued, bonds, to investors to get the cash in to pay for it. Now these investors are holding these bonds, these treasuries, and what? The Republican Party say, well, we demand a second vote. Should we make good? You know, we put it on the credit card. Now we get the credit card bill. Should we pay it? What do you mean, should you pay it? Of course you should pay it. And if there's a lawsuit, which would be expensive and devastating, the court would order them to pay it. That's what they're holding out for, to try to embarrass Joe Biden. Now, Fitzpatrick is saying, okay, Joe Biden has said, and he's absolutely right, we're not going to compromise on this. We're not cutting Social Security and Medicare. Remember, McCarthy said, well, we don't really want Social Security and Medicare cut. Oh, really? Okay, what else? We're not going to tell you. Just cut something. What? Well, we're not going to tell you. This is what's going on. This is un-American. This is a commie tactic. This is the new commie Republican Party. But here's my concern. Fitzpatrick initially says, all right, we're working on a discharge petition. Okay. But then I hear one of the Republicans, a fellow named Gottheimer out of New Jersey, and Fitzpatrick, and what they're talking about is that they'll do a discharge petition to make this thing go to a vote, and there'll be 218 votes because there'll be five Republicans, but it'll have an amendment, and it will say something like they will work going forward to cut spending to a certain amount, and then if that is not achieved, then they won't agree to go beyond the next debt limit. Well, I don't like that. I don't want something out there real vague that goes, unless we can cut spending. I think that spending should be prudent. I do not think it should be excessive, but I think a couple of things. We cannot compromise Social Security. We cannot compromise Medicare. We should have strong Medicaid. We should have strong, basically, food assistance to people who are poor and aren't getting food. We need that. We should have a strong defense. I don't like the idea that the Republicans have said we want to get rid of woke programs in the military. What woke programs? Most of them didn't serve in the military, by the way. They don't know what they're talking about. You go through boot camp or Navy training, there ain't nothing woke, okay? There ain't nothing woke about standing the midwatch and in the middle of heavy seas, okay? I don't know what they're talking about. I know what they're talking about. Excuse me, I know what they're talking about. There are women in the Navy now. Well, yeah, and there are African Americans in the Navy now. There were no women in the Navy except for nurses when I was in the early 70s, and there were no African Americans before Truman was elected president, okay? And is that woke? I don't care what you call it. I think it's great. I think it's great. All they are doing is screwing around trying to embarrass Joe Biden so that half of them want Trump elected and the other half want DeSantis elected. I don't want either one of them elected. I don't want Trump elected. Saying right now, the last couple of days, he trusts Putin over our intelligence agencies. What do you think that says to Putin? Stay the course in Ukraine. That's one reason why Sergey Lavrov, his foreign minister, said, now we may go into Moldova because they are going to do everything they can to make sure that Trump gets in again, like they did against Hillary Clinton. we're at a perilous time in American history. You're living right through it. You think history is boring? You think history is a dry, dusty subject? You're living it. You're living it as I speak. Something's happening right as I speak that is historical and that is going to be commented on in your old age. And if Trump gets back in, he'll pull us out of NATO. Pull us out of NATO. I do not want the Republican Party to succeed by using this debt limit ruse to somehow give people the idea that, well, you know, this is somehow Joe Biden's fault, and therefore we should put the Republicans in who did this. They raised the debt limit three times when Trump was president. They don't care about the debt limit. They don't care about anything except getting into power and stealing money for their donors and for themselves if they get their hands on it. That's all they care about. It's a corrupt party. Not the traditional party, not Adam Kinzinger, not Liz Cheney, not Dwight Eisenhower, not Governor Lee Dreyfus, not people like that. And frankly, not a lot of, you know, not Mitt Romney and people like that, but the people, the gang that has gotten control, that ginned up a crowd to go up to murder the vice president of the United States, Mike Pence, and build a gallows on the Capitol grounds. And Ron Johnson, these guys are going, just a bunch of fellas letting off some steam, just tourists and getting away with it. And there are some people listening to this broadcast, not a lot, but some people who think that's normal. If you're a Republican, you can't think that's normal. Or they were going to kick an 80-year-old woman to death who weighs about 95 pounds, Nancy Pelosi, because they disagree with her, break into her house and beat her to death with a hammer. They find her 80-year-old husband, and they beat him in the skull with a hammer. And they laugh about it. One of our competitors put on, you know, that folk song, "If I Had a Hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening." They played it and laughed. What's happening in the Republican Party? Why is this introduction of sadism into the commie government crowd in the Republican Party? Why is that? How can decent people get along? You may not like some of the Democratic Party. I get it. You may not like Ilhan Omar. I get it. Or Rashida Tlaib or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Ayanna Presley or some of these other characters. You may not like that. You may think something different should be done in immigration. Frankly, I don't agree with the immigration policy of my own party. So what? You can't agree with murdering the vice president. You can't agree with murdering the speaker, an 80-year-old woman, and kicking her to death. You can't agree with attacking police officers. And you can't agree with gambling with the debt limit to somehow, quote, embarrass what? The Democratic Party and screw up this country. The commie Republican Party sides with Putin right now. Trump leaves it. He said it. He's an agent of Russia. He cannot be permitted to get back into the presidency. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org.
211. Get connected. Get help.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Ree.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about the Chinese balloon that went over the country, and I'm getting real tired of the attacks on Joe Biden, okay? Real tired. An F-22 shot it down when it was out over water just beyond Myrtle Beach. A number of ships went around, and the Navy divers retrieved it. I was stationed on a salvage ship in the Navy, an auxiliary rescue salvage, they call ARS. I was on ARS 41, the USS Opportune. The Opportune was finally decommissioned back, I don't know, about 10 years ago, maybe. Great ship, great crew, great bunch of people. In any event, I think the salvage divers that they use undoubtedly came off one of those ARSs. The ship I was on, the most famous thing it ever did, and this happened 3 years before I went on it, 2 years before I went on it, may remember a hydrogen bomb was lost off the coast of Spain, one of our planes, and I can't believe this, mistakenly dropped the hydrogen bomb right off a beach in Spain. That didn't do real, it wasn't real good for tourism, and our ship was dispatched from Little Creek, Virginia, where we were home ported, and went over there, and our divers went down and pulled it up. I was not on the ship at the time. I was on it 2 years later. Although we were the guard ship for one of the Apollo flights, and I saw that take off. That was pretty impressive and wonderful to see. However, the Republicans are attacking Joe Biden about this. Oh, well, he should have shot it down early. Now, put aside for the fact that there were three Chinese balloons that went into American airspace while Trump was president, claims he didn't know about it. And I don't believe anything he says, but, you know, it is what it is. He should have known about it if he didn't. But, you know, this Rubio, Marco Rubio is attacking. Marco Rubio, he does not have the best interest in the United States at heart. He's essentially a Cuban nationalist, a right-wing nut. And whenever a Democrat's in power, he badmouths the United States. He should shut up and tire the guy. Here's the deal. Biden ordered it shot down on Wednesday, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff said, we will do it. We recommend that we do it when it's over water where it won't cause any civilian casualties. And he said, fine, that was the right thing to do. We're going to retrieve it. The Chinese are now threatening us. The Chinese are trying to step up the illusion that somehow they're strong and that they can take on the United States. They're making a big mistake. I'm tired of them. They run themselves like an ant colony right now. I'm talking about communist China, not Taiwan. And for 5,000 years, they were afraid of an emperor. Now they're afraid of a communist emperor. And this is more of the same. We did exactly the right thing. The one thing I'm going to say, and this is going to surprise people, some governments have shot down civilian aircraft in retaliation. The Russians did it to a flight and killed a Georgia congressman back, I don't know, 40 years ago. In Ukraine, Russians shot down a KLM plane and killed a couple of hundred people. And Iran shot down a Ukrainian plane not too long ago. I personally would not get on an airplane to go to China right now. Now, you may say that's crazy. Probably is. But I don't like the fact they said that this may require retaliatory actions. We don't put weather balloons. We have satellites. They have satellites. I do not trust the Chinese, and I think that by saying that, they had better clarify real quick, in my mind, before I'd get on a plane going to China, that into Beijing, that they're not intending to do anything like that. Go to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Joe?
Oh, great show as always. Just really chock full of information. And I have 3 points to make, separate points. The first one is about this balloon. And you previously were talking about how some of the Republicans are just completely lacking in common sense. And I would offer some of the Republican reaction to shooting down this balloon as an example of that. Marjorie Taylor Greene was talking about how average American Joes should be planning on shooting down this balloon. People, it's at 66,000 feet elevation, and you're going to shoot it down. And Paul Gosar posted a picture of himself with a pistol getting ready to shoot the balloon down. I mean, first off, kind of out of the range of a pistol, and that we should have to take information from people who are so stupid. I mean, that's just plain stupid. The second thing I would offer is one of your previous callers was talking about kind of her shock at hearing ads for Dan Kelly on Civic Media Air. And I just wanted to say it may be worth, I know Kuti did a long talk on why they went in this direction, the political, the kind of the economic and station strategy that was behind this. And it's worth hearing. Perhaps you could have him on a show in the near future to talk about his decisions about why he did that, or some of the callers could go back and look at some of the Devil's Advocate podcasts, and you can hear about this. And then the last thing I wanted to add, Matt, you talk very eloquently about your time in service and the importance of that. And I just wanted to correct one tiny little thing. I'm sure it was just a slip of the tongue, but you had said something along the lines of that Truman was the one who allowed African Americans in the military. And I would just throw in, they've always been in the military. It's just that what Truman did was allow equal treatment in the military, equal opportunity. And, it's a subject close to my heart. I have an uncle who was a bomber pilot in World War II in the European theater, and his escort units were Tuskegee Airmen, and they saved him. They absolutely saved him, and he was grateful for what they did. They had an incredible record of service. There were 67 Tuskegee Airmen that lost their lives, and they had one of the best records, if not the best record, for escorting B-17s in the European theater. So, as always, just great information in your show, and thank you for the opportunity to participate in the conversation. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you very much, Joe. Well said and articulately said. No, and I do stand corrected. They were black soldiers during the Civil War, for that matter, but they were in segregated units. And sadly, you know what the Confederates did when they caught them? They executed them. They didn't even put them in the prison. Disgusting. And but, you know, they were really excluded largely from the Navy. There was this image, and after the turn of from 1900, that it was hard to get in. What Truman did, as you say, was integrated the two things. He racially integrated the services, but then he also, in doing that, induced a lot more people to say, well, I'm an African-American, I can serve, and he increased the numbers, which is great. And yeah, with Kruti, thank you, that's a good point. You know, it's hard to run a radio station. You need revenue, and if Kelly wants to advertise, fine. I'm going to let the Proto-Savers campaign know they should do the same thing. And, under the First Amendment, people want to get their message out, fine. But as always, Joe, thank you for your call. Come to the end of the show. Great call. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, directly back, same time, same place tomorrow. And I'm signing off for today.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org.
High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elk Scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids
WFHR,
Elks Club.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the